Alright, we're recording this on one of the biggest cinematic days of the year in the movie world. They will come out a bit later, but we are recording this on the day where the Snyder Cut has finally been delivered to the masses, and we had to stop and acknowledge the moment.
The savior of movies has arrived. It feels like the year zero when Jesus was born. Or no, when Jesus died.
We're gonna start.
We're all dying for the Snyder Cut's sins.
Right. Well, we're going to. Yes, we should restart counting the years. This is starting at zero from here.
We'll call it AS after Snyder.
After Snyder Cut. Yeah. So I guess if there's anyone who's unaware, the Justice League movie that came out in 2017 was apparently butchered. I think we know for certain it was butchered based on the early reviews of the Snyder Cut by other directors after the original director, Zack Snyder, had to leave because of a personal... They had a family tragedy, which was very sad, and he had to leave production. And so some other guy took over and basically made it terrible. And so now, after years of clamoring, HBO has spent, like... $500 million. How much money did they spend on this?
So much fucking money. Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars
on
just a bunch of internet idiots wanted this movie.
Yeah,
and I think them were trolling. I think it was like a joke. It became a meme.
Yeah, it was kind of a meme that became serious. But yeah, HBO spent hundreds of millions of dollars in letting Zack Snyder complete the original vision he had when he intended. And the movie's 4 hours.
4 hours and 1 minute.
4 hours and 1 minute is the new run. The original one was like 2 hours. I think it was exactly 2 hours because I think they added more footage than the original one even had.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. But yeah, they spent hundreds of millions on reshoots and just they redid like all the CGI stuff basically from scratch, and they did it.
I can't stress this enough. Just because a bunch of like people on the internet tweeted enough times about the Snyder Cut, did they do this?
Yeah, because it started as like a rumor, right? That like there was this unfinished version that Snyder had made that was like untarnished by whoever the new guy was who like ruined it in the fans' eyes. So yeah, there was like this. There came up in like rumors and reports that there was a mysterious Snyder Cut, and then HBO brought it to life. And
I don't even think there was a Snyder Cut. The dude just left.
No, that's true.
Snyder to actually make his cut, right?
Yeah, I don't know why everyone was clamoring for it. I don't know, but yeah, the movies
were dumb. The new movies got this to happen.
The new movie's more than twice as long as the original, and apparently it's better. That's the early reviews have said it's better. I don't know how much is better. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to spend 4 hours watching this movie this weekend.
How many chunks are you going to watch it in? Are you going to go straight through?
Probably two, but I don't know. It depends. I might do it in one. I guess it depends on how good it is.
Hats off to you if you do it in one sitting. Even like a great movie, I would refuse to sit there for 4 hours.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I watched The Irishman in one sitting, so I don't see why I would watch this in one sitting.
I swear to fucking Jesus, if you watched this in one sitting and not The Irishman,
I don't think I did. Yeah, it's a doozy.
Have to start at 8 o'clock if you finish wanted by to midnight. Finish by midnight.
That's pretty intense. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
The first one was just so fucking boring. Like, we talked about this before. Like, it's unbelievable how boring the original was.
There should be, like, a floor of how bad a superhero movie can be. Because it's just giant explosions and fighting of superhumans. Shouldn't be awful.
Yeah, and it was like bad to the point where I just didn't care at the end.
Yeah. I couldn't even finish it. You know, I watched it at home, and I got like three quarters of the way through, and I was like, I have some self-respect. I don't have much, but I gotta draw the line somewhere.
They also added Jared Leto's Joker. He was not in the original, and now he's in this one.
Right, yes.
So,
where do you land on Jared Leto?
As an actor, or like as a... He's fine. He's weird.
He is weird. Holy
That's kind
shit.
Of his whole thing, though. I don't know. He's fine. He was good in Dallas Buyers Club. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I think
yeah.
he won the Oscar for that, right?
I think so.
He was good in that. He was like genuinely good in that. His Joker is weird. I mean, like, it's, I don't know. It's tough because everyone's going to get compared to Heath Ledger, and I don't know how you
especially
get around
the, it. Actually, he was like right after. He was the one after Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
You know?
So that was tough. I don't know. It's we'll see. I'm curious how he's thrust into this movie. Because he's not the bad guy in the original one.
No, he's not.
He's not there at all. And like I didn't miss him, you know? Like it wasn't like where's Jared Leto's Joker and all this.
Yeah. It's like they didn't reshoot the whole movie. They just did parts of it. How does he fit in the story convincingly? I don't know how, in what world I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, the Joker seems kind of out of place because they just shot reshoots of him.
Right. Yeah, they did. They must have reshot a bunch of, I don't know what the reshoots were. I know like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm sure there's a list somewhere. I know like, I'm assuming Henry Cavill did some, but I'm not sure. Wasn't the whole thing? The whole thing was his reshoots for the original, where he had a mustache because he was in another movie, and so they had to like digitally get rid of his mustache. That was a big deal.
I don't remember that. That's hysterical.
I like how he
prioritized the other movie nobody's heard about over this piece of shit because he knew it was gonna be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm excited for the Joker, though. I think Jared Leto is. I don't know if he's a great actor, but every single time he comes on screen, I'm automatically more interested.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's definitely interesting in like whatever. He was one of the more interesting parts of Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. He was one of the more interesting parts.
Which I think that movie gets too much hate. That's an entertaining movie. Not good, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, it should have. You could tell because that movie was kind of a similar deal with the original Justice League. They like changed it a bunch like late for different reasons. Yeah. It was because it came out like only a few months after Batman vs Superman, I think, and that tanks, so they like panicked and they're like, mm-hmm. We need to make it funnier, and so like there is, it does feel like two different movies from like scene to scene sometimes, where like, oh yeah, this scene they're trying to be funny and then yeah. they're not it's very serious. Yeah, so that's why
it's not a good movie. It just has like good like entertaining people in it, you know.
That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, Will Smith's great.
Will Smith. I'll watch Margot Robbie anytime.
Yeah, she's great.
Jared Leto, we talked about.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. But yeah, definitely there was some like. There's scenes where it's like, oh, this one is a funny scene. I can, and this one is not.
It's like they wrote it before the scene, like in the script. It's like funny scene above like the dialogue.
But I think that's basically what happened. Was like, yeah, they panicked after Superman vs. Batman tanked, and they were like, we need to like lighten this up, and like, yeah, I don't know, they fucked it. The whole thing's just been a nightmare. Yeah,
you're not going to be funnier than Marvel. You know, that's like when they were like doing Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
and, like, they had a string of like funny movies. Go the other direction. Just get ultra serious. Just don't do a shitty job of it.
Yeah, and that's not why Batman vs Superman tanked. Like some people thought, or I guess they surmised that it was because it was like a dark you know, superhero thing, right? That was the whole deal. But it was because it was incredibly dumb. That's why the movie was
just
dumb.
Get more Amy Adams in it and it would have been successful.
The reason why Batman and Superman stop fighting and team up in that movie, do you remember?
I remember it being very dumb, and it's something to do with their moms, right?
Their moms have the same name. That's why. Their moms are both named Martha.
That is so dumb.
That's it, yeah. Like, Superman's like, save Martha, and Batman's like, why did you say that name? Yeah, it's pretty terrible. It's so funny.
Wow. That's like, maybe you were making a comedy the whole time.
Exactly. The thing that's terrible is it precedes, like, one of the most badass Batman scenes in the entire Affleck era, when Batman saves Superman's Martha. But it's really dumb.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I will defend Affleck's Batman as well.
He got thrust in some bad movies. Like, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah. No, yeah, all the movies suck, but I thought he was good in the role.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was fine. Yeah, he was put in a bad spot. All right. Well, by the time you're listening to this, we will have braved the 4 hours of the Snyder Cut, and maybe we'll have more thoughts. All right. But in honor of the Snyder Cut's release, we are launching. This is the Noah and Eric show. I believe this is 105. Maybe. I think so. I think it's 105. Long movies. So these are movies that are more. We made the time cut off 2.5 hours or longer.
Which I can't stress this enough. That's almost half the length of the Snyder.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. And it's still, yeah, these are long movies, and we haven't seen the Snyder Cut, so it can't make the list. I assume it'll be on it.
I wanted to put it on it.
There's absolutely no way I'm watching it one sitting. I'm just thinking about it. So 2.5 hours was the time cut off, or longer. Was this... We were talking a little bit about this before we started recording, but did you find this list an easy one to put together? Was this hard? Was 2.5 hours? Did you want more time, or did you? It was too easy. Should we have done three?
It was one of the easiest lists we put together in a while. I just kept writing down movies, and then I guess ordering them was a little bit difficult, but it was nothing compared to like the album episodes we did. You know?
Yeah. Was it a? Could we have done 3 hours, do you think? I think that might have been tough. There's not a lot.
I don't know how long these were. 3 hours would have been pretty tough, though. Well, I would have lost a handful of these. And again, 2.5 hours is already long.
That's a long
movie.
I'm a
big believer in short art. Make your art short.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions, and these are the exceptions.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dive into it. Noah, what is your sixth best short, or I'm sorry, long movies? That's a spoiler alert for what the next episode's gonna be. Long movies.
My number six is if I have to watch a long movie, it's gonna be Tom Hanks fighting in a war, being a hero. It's Saving Private Ryan.
All right. We're off to an interesting start. Go for it. It's so that one.
Yeah,
did you write down the times of yours? It's fine if you didn't.
I have Google it before I share mine.
Well, I wrote down the times for mine, and I do have Saving Private Ryan up. Wink, wink. It's 169 minutes. So 2.5 hours is 150.
Nice. So,
yes. Nice.
nice. It's just a great popcorn movie. You're watching. Awesome world, like, who doesn't love World War II? That opening scene is just one of the most breathtaking things in the world. in the world of movies. And you're watching Tom Hanks just be your hero. If I'm watching 2.5 hours of something, I want to be entertained, and Tom Hanks can do that.
The movie's a journey too. That was like part of my thinking, you know, because like if you're doing a long movie, it has to take you places. You have to feel like you've been somewhere. And so yeah, that movie's definitely up there. My sixth is Braveheart.
Braveheart, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, the William Wallace, the fight in the dirty English.
Unfortunately, we cannot put Lethal Weapon on these lists.
They did not qualify. That movie's just you know, it's good old fashioned the freedom of the Scots. And you know,
I'm always on board with that.
We're both pro Scotland. I think we're well on the record with that. It's a good one.
I don't think I've ever actually seen Braveheart.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's just they're fighting for freedom from the English, which, you know, who doesn't love that kind of story?
Oh, fuck it. It's the best story there. The only thing that makes me feel patriotic about my country is when we shit on the English.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our God-given right.
it's our God-given right.
What's your fifth?
The English, God damn it. My number five is a great movie, Titanic.
Okay.
Coming in at 3.5 hours.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That's a long one.
That's
is there a Cameron cut that's 4 hours of that? I'd believe it.
No, that one's actually six. I think that Titanic, I didn't watch it for the first time until two years ago, I think. Really fucking good film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first half is like, it's like a romance, you know, between Leo and you know the story of Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Titanic?
Yeah. It's been a while, but yeah, I've seen it.
But, like, you kind of buy in off of the charm that is Leo, you know? And then Kate Winslet is a ginger. Maybe that's just me, but, like, I'm automatically bought into her storyline. And you buy into their chemistry. And then the second half of the movie is really just a thriller because you're watching them try to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Like, and you're watching water coming in. It's exceptional. And then the violins play, you know,
yeah.
Like the ship's going down.
Yeah.
If that doesn't like give you chills, then you don't have a fucking heart.
Yeah. No, it's a classic. It's a classic. Probably James Cameron's best movie, I think.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that's Titanic.
Avatar did not make my list.
Yeah, Avatar did not make my list either. But maybe Avatar 6 will.
Maybe.
Alright, my fifth. Alright, so this is probably my most controversial one. We talked about this a little. There's like a handful of directors who have all the movies that are more than 2.5 hours. This is one of them. And in my opinion, this is his best movie. And I feel like I'm taking crazy pills that I feel I'm the only person who feels this way. But Interstellar, Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
I think it's his best. No, I'm not. I don't understand what I'm the only one who's seeing. I think it's his best movie. I think it's better than Inception.
It's better than
Memento. I'm kind of like I put The Dark Knight in kind of its own thing.
If you're not counting that as a Christopher Nolan movie, then sure, I think
but it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of separate, it's not like the other canon of his stuff.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, he didn't write it, it's not like the same mindfuck type of thing.
Yeah.
I agree, Interstellar, like, if we're just talking entertaining, you know, Matthew McConaughey, you can't beat him.
Yeah, I just think it's great. It goes places. It goes places, and I think it is one of the biggest criticisms of his movies is like they don't get emotional buy-in. They're just like only about the mindfuck. But I really liked McConaughey and his daughter's relationship and like how that where that ends up. I thought was interesting.
Clearly, you've never seen Tenet.
I've not seen Tenet, and I don't think that's going to change my mind from what I
there's
heard.
There's literally no emotional vibe. It's all vibes.
Which, you know, that's his thing, and that's fine. But, yeah, I like Interstellar. I think it's a very good movie, and I feel like I'm a little on an island here.
I've seen it once, and I thought I was wildly entertained. How many times have you seen it?
Probably, like, 3.
Can you explain it to me? Because I didn't get it at all.
Basically, black holes fuck with time. I think that was basically the only thing Nolan went with. But I was like, I was bought in enough. I was like, sure, why not?
I think the criticisms of Nolan's films not always making sense. It's just like, just fucking buy in. You know, it's a movie. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I was willing to concede that one for sure. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, he fell in a black hole, you know? And they kind of set it up. So it's just like, sure, I'm down.
Sure.
Also, like, the scene where they go on that planet and, like, every minute's, like, a decade or whatever. Like, the time fuck thing. And they get, like, fucked by a wave. Like, that shit was very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And a surprise Matt Damon interest,
yes.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, that movie's really fucking good. I'm sorry. That movie's really good. I really love that movie.
It is really good. I need to watch it again, but I need to get high first. I feel like it'd be just
amazing. Oh, it would be. Movie. And like a lot of the space shots were like, you know, practical model sort of stuff they did, which is cool. It has a great score. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It does have a great score. Yeah. I watched that in college on like one of those projectors. Mm-hmm. And the entire time I was thinking, fuck, I wish I wasn't watching this on a projector.
Yeah. I'll fight for that movie in a lot of conversations. I will. All right, what's your fourth?
A movie called Magnolia. Have you seen it?
No, but I did see this. I almost put it on my list without seeing it because it's like one of the biggest movies I just need to see, and part of the reason I haven't is because it's so long.
It is so long. How long is it? It is 3 hours and 9 minutes. I guess I could have done 3 hours. This movie, yeah, it is. It's one of those movies that, like, remember earlier I was talking about Love Actually?
Yeah.
This movie reminded me of it. Not because it only has one thing in common. It's one of those movies where it has a bunch of like separate plots that intertwine in like very small ways.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice for a very long movie, because then it feels like you're watching a bunch of short movies.
That's good. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So it's tough to describe the plot, but it is like really, really good. It's got an all-star cast. It's got Tom Cruise, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Julian Moore, John C. Reilly, and it's like, have you heard people talk about how like Tom Cruise is actually a great actor?
Yeah,
I've all like having not seen a lot of Tom Cruise stuff. I was like, really? Is he really?
I know, and then I watched this thing and is cool. Like, yeah,
was that
like the stunt thing is cool?
Stunt thing is cool. He's really good in this.
All right. I have to watch. I'll check it out. I will.
He plays like a cult leader that's like doing like a pyramid scheme thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I'm a sucker for. All you had to say was cult leader. I was not aware this was a cult film. I can't believe I have not watched it. Yeah, I will. Maybe I'll do a Snyder Cut Magnolia double feature.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's definitely high on my list and you watch it. That was your fourth?
No, my fourth.
My fourth is Zodiac.
Oh, I almost put this one on.
Yeah, this was this is like, you know, cult stuff is like an automatic for me. This serial killer, you know, sort of like mystery, that's another one. That's another automatic. And yeah. This is probably one of the best, you know, serial killer type movies. It's really good. I feel like it earns its length. That's one of the things I considered when putting this list together, you know?
It doesn't work if you don't see it all. Yeah, it does earn its length.
Yeah, so...
That basement scene where Jake Gyllenhaal goes in the basement, I have never been that tense before watching it in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was physically holding myself back. Like, watching horror movies, I'm not even that tense. It was so well done.
Yeah, really good movie. So yeah, that is my four. That one clocks in that just over one. It's 157. So there you go. What is your third?
My third is Once Upon a Hollywood at 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I almost put this on my list.
It's by far my favorite Tarantino movie. And it's just like, it's a movie, it's so long, but it's also a movie, like, I'm fine with it because I can spend all the time in the world with Brad Pitt and Leo and Margot Robbie. I'm like, never, like, they're all so charming and, like, I'm fine with watching, just hanging out with them for however long I need to.
That's a good way to describe it. Like, yeah, you can just spend time with those characters indefinitely, you know.
Yeah,
that's a great
and that time period too, like the production design is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You really feel like it's the 60s.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's a great pick. There was only one other Tarantino I considered, and well, I guess I'll talk about that in my honorable mentions. But my third is The Departed. This was the Scorsese. Yeah, a bunch of his are they're all long.
They're all very long.
This is the one I chose. That was yeah. But yeah, you got Leo, Matt Damon. We've been in a lot of these. They're in for the long haul.
It's not just Leo and Matt Damon. It's also got Marky Mark. It's
everyone, yeah.
Everybody ever is in that movie. Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Martin Sheen, Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's I'm a big great fan in that movie. Of Departed. Yeah.
He's great. Really good in that movie.
Great movie. And it's a classic. It's like the classic undercover cop movie.
Leo has come up a lot in our movies. We should do a Leo starter pack because, like,
that'd be tough. But yeah, we should.
Yeah, he's got just a crazy good amount of movies.
Yeah. So far we've named Titanic, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and The Departed. I think that's all on my list.
And there's a couple of my honorable mentions, I think. Or yeah, there's one of my honorable mentions.
All right. All right.
My number two.
Your two, yep. Oh, The Departed is just 1 minute. It gets in by 1 minute. It was very close.
Lucky son of a bitch. my number two is The Dark Knight. The correct Christopher Nolan movie to put into this.
It is. It's like, it's longer than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes over, so it works. Again, another movie where it's probably my most watched movie I've ever, like, the movie I've seen the most of that's not a Will Ferrell movie. There's probably a few Will Ferrell movies that are, like, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just the most entertaining, it's the most entertaining movie on my list, without a doubt. Like, every scene is just slaps. And, every scene with Heath Ledger is incredible. And it's such a good movie. It's still the best superhero movie, without a doubt. The only one that comes close is Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse is pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, actually. I need to rewatch it. Yeah, it's interesting, like, that Nolan did those movies. It's still weird to me that he did those movies. But yeah, that's probably like the quintessential Batman film. It's either that or, I mean, the Burton ones from the 80s were good, but it's probably Dark Knight at this point.
There are so many scenes where, like, when I turn it on, like, if it's on the cable or something, and I, like, turn it on, I'm like, fuck, this scene's so good. Like, I'll just, like, randomly change it to it, and every single time I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this scene.
Did you ever get a Why So Serious poster?
No. I was too cool for that.
Damn.
Did you?
No. No. I did see it in theaters, I think. I remember seeing it in theaters.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in theaters, too.
Alright. My number two, we've talked about already, Saving Private Ryan. It's just a journey, and like you said, Matt Damon is also in this one. Spending that time with Tom Hanks is well worth it, you know. If you're gonna spend 3 hours,
it's like, honestly, that's like most of my movies on this list is like, who do I want to hang out with for like two and a half, 3 hours?
Yeah, it's a big.
Not my number one though.
I'm intrigued. But let's do some honorable mentions. I said the Titanic, and I also wrote all of the other Scorsese's. Goodfellas would have probably been on this list, but it's 2 minutes short.
Yeah. Goodfellas would have made my top six.
Also, the other Tarantino I was considering was Inglourious Bastards, because I think that's just a really fun movie that a lot of people have forgotten.
Yeah, that's on my list, too.
What other ones did you put on yours?
Zodiac was on my list. Wolf of Wall Street was my other Leo movie.
Yeah.
And Boogie Nights. Great.
Boogie Nights, yes. That's a good pick. I guess Wolf of Wall Street falls into the other Scorsese's, like Irishman. Basically, they're all except Goodfellas is barely not 2.5 hours, but they're pretty much all over 2.5 hours.
Yeah, he likes long movies.
He's not afraid of a long film. All right, I'm curious what your number one is.
My number one is There Will Be Blood.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to put this on. Yeah, all right.
Maybe it's because I like just recently watched it.
Yeah.
And it's at 2 hours and 38 minutes, but
I've heard this is a movie like people either love or like are met on.
It took me a little bit to get into it, but like, man, it is really incredible. And Daniel, like, it is incredible because like, it's just like there are so many moments and shots that are beautiful and like really well done. But Daniel Day-Lewis, that is maybe the best performance I've ever seen in my life. Like, it is really that good.
All right, I'll have to watch it. I'll have to spend the 9 hours that movie is. It's not that long. Isn't it like three?
It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes. Okay. And it's you said it earned its length time. That earned its length time.
Okay.
Up until the final scene, I was like, this was a good movie, but like maybe it was... You could have cut off 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But after I was done with the movie, like, it earned its length time for sure.
Alright, well, I'll check it out. Alright, my number one, I did the first Godfather.
I know. The first, not the second?
I like the first one. The first one is just I like the origin. I like the origin. I like the scenes of Michael hanging out in Italy. I like the beginning. I like the wedding stuff and with the dad. I don't know. I like the first one. The first one has the horse head, I think, right? It's in the first.
Oh yeah, and that's the one where like the final scene is like he's at the table with other bosses
and they close the doors. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, like those are all the classic scenes you think of from The Godfather. They're all in the first one. So what are we?
It doesn't get better than that.
What are we doing here? So yeah, no, the Godfather, the first Godfather. That is my.
I watched the first two in like high school, and then I need to rewatch them. I thought about putting them on the list because like when I watched them, I was like, this is incredible. But Like, I didn't feel like I could talk about it. I remember so little. Yeah, I need to rewatch them. Have you seen the third? I didn't even, like, I was told don't even watch the third. So
I don't think I have. I don't think I have. Yeah, the third one was weird because he cast his daughter. Isn't his daughter, like, one of the leads in it? And people thought she was
the lead?
I don't know exactly. I remember there was controversy, like, there was nepotism controversy or something. But his daughter's, like, a good director now, so.
Yeah, Sofia Coppola?
Yeah, Sofia.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Oh, my God, that might be for our next episode.
Okay.
No,
we'll move on. But, yeah, The Godfather, part one. And everyone who says part two is better, I say, what are the classic scenes when you think of The Godfather? And they're all in the first one. Let's do a rundown. What was your six long movies?
Saving Private Ryan, Titanic, Magnolia, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Dark Knight, and There Will Be Blood.
All right, and then my six was Braveheart, Interstellar, Zodiac, The Departed, Saving Private Ryan, and The Godfather, Part 1. Those are some fine lists. Hopefully, you've all seen the Snyder Cut.
I'm jealous of you all.
Yeah, that's true. You guys have probably seen it, and not us right now. But yes. How do you feel? What's your final verdict on long movies? Do you want more or do you want less? Is there a good amount? Man.
Okay, if you're gonna make a classic, make it as long as you want. Mm-hmm. But you're probably not. Make short movies. Most movies are 2 hours. Like, I feel like most movies are 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It's creeping up. It's creeping up for sure. I don't know why.
It should be. Most movies should be 1 hour and 45 minutes. Just should be. Make short movies. Make short art.
I think movies might actually start. I think that might start reversing. I think movies might start getting shorter. Because I think the studios feel like they could sell, you know, something that's 1 hour 20 and at feature film price. I think they could do that.
You can sell me on that? Fuck yeah. Yeah. I'm so much more likely to watch a movie if I see it's under 2 hours.
Well, yeah, and I think that's also part of, like, the, you know, stuff like Netflix and Hulu, like, they have that data pretty handily. Like, they know what people are going to watch. So, all right, moving on. Do you have a fuck this thing at the ready?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. My fuck this thing is a really dumb one. I don't know why this started bothering me recently, but when people say, like, they don't make movies like this movie anymore when they're talking about a movie that was literally made.
Okay, literally made recently or literally made just in general?
No, like recently. Like, yeah, not if you're talking about, like, an old movie. Yeah. You can say it. Yeah, that's fair game.
I do say this quite a bit.
It's only if it's like a movie that just came out, you know, and you're like, wow, they don't make them like this anymore. And it's like, they just did. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. They just
did. Maybe they should make more.
There are so many different phrases you could use.
They should make more of these. What do you have your fuck this thing?
Yeah, my fuck this thing is St. Paddy's Day.
You're out? I'm surprised. Or do people call you a leprechaun? No, I'm a fan of
it. I just don't like people. Like, I didn't wear green, and people commented on it. And I guess it's not St. Paddy's Day, just other people. But it's like, I don't need to fucking wear green. I'm a ginger. I'm Irish.
That's true.
It is my holiday. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, like, you earned it, you know? Like, I have to go the extra mile to show my support of St. Patrick's Day.
I don't. I live St. Paddy's Day every day.
This isn't just a holiday for you. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. Exactly.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's funny. I like that. All right. Well, this was fun. We will have another fun six-pack next week. You might be able to guess what it is as a teaser. I'll just point out that this one was long movies. So there's a natural next episode here. But we'll see if you can figure it out. You have a week to figure out the riddle.
That's called a tease.
That's called a tease. We have a Twitter, so check that out. It's Noah and Eric Show. We do have an Instagram. That's also Noah and Eric Show. We do have an email. It's also Noah and Eric Show. We don't have a TikTok. And
we should make a TikTok.
What would we do, though? We'd automatically be old.
We sing songs, right?
Do we? Okay.
I think that's what they do on TikTok.
All right. Well, we'll check out the TikTok and see what the kids are up to. And with that, fuck, they don't make movies like this anymore, and fuck St. Paddy's Day.
Sure. I don't feel good about that phrasing anymore. I like St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Fuck people who want me to, like...
Okay.
Fuck those people.
Fuck those people.